KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at sports here this morning as the state championship football playoffs are set now for later this week up at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. There'll be six championship games on the schedule this week, three on Thursday, three more on Friday to round out the football season. The Thursday schedule has the eight-man championship game getting the day started. That'll be at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning as Remsen St. Mary's with a return trip to the state championship game. Or with a return trip, yeah, the state championship game. They'll face off against Fremont Mills in action coming up, or actually their first trip in a couple of years to the state championship game. And they'll face off against a Fremont Mills team that's back in the state championship for the first time in a number of years as well. That's Remsen St. Mary's and Fremont Mills. That's 10 o'clock Thursday morning in the state title game. Also, at the 2 o'clock game, it'll be Grundy Center facing Iowa City Regina. That'll be the Class A championship game. Harlan will play North Scott Thursday night in the 3A title game. That's a 7 o'clock kickoff. Then on Friday, it's the 1A championship at 10 o'clock in the morning with OABCIG looking for back-to-back titles as they'll face Van Meter. Central Lion George Little Rock plays Waukon in the 2A title game. That'll be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then Friday evening at 7 o'clock, the 4A title game will close out the high school football season in Iowa for this year as Southeast Polk will face Ankeny. Again, all those games up in Cedar Falls at the Unidome. Let's take a look at the Class A District 9 All-District football team for this year. That was released here over the weekend in the first team offense. Among those players from Riverside, Austin Kremkowski and Rhett Bentley both were first team selections. Also on the first team, Brendan Knapp of Southwest Valley, Denver Pauley of AHSTW, Tri-Centers Mason Rohash, also Brogan Allensworth of Riverside, Raiden Groby of AHSTW, Ben O'Neill and Cale McLaren both of St. Albert, Caden Hendricks of Riverside, Talon Myers of Southwest Valley, Robbie Barnes of Southwest Valley, Alex Osdemore of Tri-Center, and Sam Wilbur of St. Albert make up the first team. Second team offensive selections include Blake Holst of AHSTW, Owen Osbar of Tri-Center, John Helton of St. Albert, Tyler Hensley of Sydney, Leighton Whipple of Sydney, Eli Marsh of Tri-Center, Blaine Van Tiger of Southwest Valley, Eli Ryan of Riverside, Keaton Barnes of St. Albert, Dalton Calkins of Southwest Valley, Wyatt Huff and Ethan Reeks, both of Riverside, were for a second team offensive selections. The first team defense is headed up by these players: Cy Patterson of St. Albert, Mason Rohash of Tri-Center, Drake Woods of Riverside, Sam Rallis of St. Albert, Brecken Freeberg of Tri-Center, Trent Koziel of Tri-Center, Caden Manzer of Riverside, Talon Myers of Southwest Valley, Alex Osdemore of Tri-Center, Eddie Visick of Riverside, Tucker Teepole of Southwest Valley, Greg Fagan of St. Albert, Owen Osbar of Tri-Center, Sam Wilbur of St. Albert, and Sam Rallis of St. Albert, the first team defensive selections. Second team defensive players include Holden Scow of Tri-Center, Brendan Knapp of Southwest Valley, Brogan Allensworth of Riverside, Garrett Phillips of Sydney, Connor Cerny of St. Albert, Cole Stenzel of Sydney, Cade Myers of Southwest Valley, Braden Lund of AHSTW, Cale McLaren of St. Albert, Nathan Messerschmidt of Riverside, Caden Jacobs of Southwest Valley, Zach Elliott of Tri-Center, and Raiden Groby of AHSTW make up the second team defensive picks. Among the specific award winners, the district offensive MVP, Austin Kremkowski of Riverside, the defensive MVP, Talon Myers of Southwest Valley, the district overall co-MVPs, Sam Rallis of St. Albert and Drake Woods of Riverside. The district head coach of the year, Daryl Frain of Riverside. The district assistant coaches of the year, Stephen Peterson of Tri-Center and Matt Mullen of Southwest Valley make up that District 9 squad. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes are 2-2 after a 35-7 win at Minnesota Friday night. That was Iowa's sixth straight win over the Gophers, their longest win streak in a series that dates back to 1891. Next up, the Hawkeyes will be on the road to visit Penn State.
Really proud of the guys because even in after that first loss, I thought they worked hard. We made improvement in game two. Unfortunately, we weren't good enough. We were a point short against a good team. And but the guys kept working. You know, they never have been deterred this year. You know, there's a lot of football left, and we still have a lot of improvement to make.
That's Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz, who talked about an unusual sequence at the end of the game when the Hawkeyes called a series of timeouts in the waning seconds with the Gophers driving for their lone score.
Yeah, no sense taking them on the bus with us, right? I think you guys have reminded me of that a couple times over the last 22 years. So figured we'd take Floyd with us and leave the timeouts here.
Sophomore quarterback Spencer Petras feels he continues to make progress. Petras had a touchdown pass, and the offense did most of its damage on the ground with 246 yards rushing.
One thing I need to continue to eliminate is turnovers. That really hurts the team. And, you know, I had one today, which was a really bad decision. But, you know, those are going to happen, going to make bad decisions. But I think, you know, just like our football team, we're getting better week to week. And I think I'm doing the same thing.
Sophomore Tyler Goodson had a career-high 142 yards rushing as the Hawkeyes won their second straight game after opening 0-2.
As a team, I think we're really finding out who we are as a team. We're starting to play collectively, hitting on all cylinders. So I think from now on, it's just all about taking baby steps and being able to progress each and every day to become better so we'll be able to win big games in the future.
Safety Jack Kerner had one of Iowa's two interceptions and says the Hawkeyes have made some big strides.
I know everybody seemed to be pretty down on us after those two losses, but I think that internally we know what we're capable of and we have good players, and it's just going to take a little bit of meshing and we're going to get better with time, and I think that that's starting to really come to fruition. And so I think that this team can be as good as it wants to be, and I think I'm excited to keep seeing how well we can be doing.
That Saturday game at Happy Valley against the Nittany Lions kicks at 2:30. We'll have it for you here on KJAN. Well, South Carolina has fired football coach Will Muschamp, the second time he's been let go from a Southeastern Conference program in midseason. Athletic director Ray Tanner said first-year offensive coordinator and former Colorado State head coach Mike Bobo will take over as the interim coach. The 49-year-old Muschamp had 4 years remaining on his contract. His buyout from the school is $13.2 million. The Gamecocks are 2-5 and lost their third straight game, 59-42 at Ole Miss on Saturday night. No change among the top eight in the latest Associated Press college football poll. That means Alabama still tops the poll, followed by Notre Dame, Ohio State, Clemson, and Texas A&M. Sixth-ranked Florida remains just ahead of Cincinnati and BYU. Indiana moved up a notch to ninth with Saturday's shutout win at Michigan State. Wisconsin climbed three spots to 10th following its 49-11 rout of Michigan at Ann Arbor. Tulsa's in the poll for the first time in 10 years. They land at number 25. Iowa State stays put there at number 17 this week. Well, there's now a three-way tie for the NFC West lead following wins by Arizona and Los Angeles. Kyler Murray completed a stunning 43-yard desperation pass to DeAndre Hopkins with 2 seconds left, lifting the Cardinals to a 32-30 victory over the Bills yesterday. Murray flung the ball toward the end zone where Hopkins was waiting with three Buffalo defenders draped all over him. Near Los Angeles, Jared Goff passed for 302 yards, and Darius Williams picked off two throws as the Rams downed the Seahawks 23-16. Also in Week 10, the Steelers remain the only undefeated team at 9-0 after Ben Roethlisberger threw for a season-high 333 yards and four touchdowns in a 36-10 rout of the Bengals. Cam Newton threw a touchdown pass and ran for another score in the Patriots' 23-17 win over the Ravens. Alvin Kamara scored three times, and the New Orleans defense largely stifled San Francisco, helping the Saints to a 27-13 win over the Niners. Tom Brady threw for 341 yards and was involved in four touchdowns in the Buccaneers' 46-23 win over the Panthers. Aaron Rodgers threw two touchdown passes and ran for a third in the Packers' 24-20 win over the Jaguars. Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt each went over 100 yards rushing as the Browns knocked off the Texans 10-7. Jeff Heath had two of the Raiders' five takeaways in their third straight win, 37-12 over the Broncos. Also, it was the Dolphins' 29-21 winner over the Chargers. The Giants beat the Eagles 27-17, and the Lions' 30-27 winner over Washington. Well, Dustin Johnson capped off a one-of-a-kind Masters with a performance never seen at Augusta National. Johnson shook off a slow start and then blew away the field to win his first green jacket. He tapped in for par on the 18th for a 4-under-68 to finish at 20-under-par 268, breaking by two shots, the record set by Tiger Woods in 1997. And matched by Jordan Spieth in 2015. His five-shot victory was the largest at the Masters since Woods won by 12 in 1997. Cameron Smith and Sungjae Im tied for second at 15 under par. Justin Thomas was fourth at 12 under. No one had a better finish than Woods, the defending champion, but only after posting the highest score of his career as he put three balls in Rays Creek to post a 10 on the par 3 12th hole. He finished with five birdies over the last six holes to salvage a 76. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.